Blue Nose Audio presents The Dark of You. Written by Ellie Masters. Performed by Connor Brown. Chapter 1. Present Day. Sirens tear through the air. Their ear-piercing wails matches the rapid beat of my heart. EMTs secure Forrest's limp form onto a stretcher and hastily loaded him into an ambulance. His usual vitality and stoicism replaced by a chilling stillness that strikes a chord of terror deep within me. The familiar comfort of Guardian HQ is instantly transformed into a chilling tableau of uncertainty and fear. As the ambulance takes off into the night, painting the surroundings in frantic streaks of blue and red, Sarah and I can only watch, feeling helpless and scared. "Come along," Sam's firm voice nudges us toward a car. "I'll drive you to the hospital." His actions instill a measure of control in the chaotic night. We crawl into the vehicle, both in shock, and Sam chases the shrieking emergency vehicle through the desolate night. Sarah and I hold hands and find solace in each other, our intertwined fingers echoing our shared fear for Forrest. The road ahead is a blur, echoing the disarray of our hearts and our fear for the man we both desperately love. The hospital greets us with a flurry of activity, a whirlwind of medical professionals rushing Forrest away for urgent care. The words emergency department, intensive care, critical condition hang heavy in the air. The updates are sparse, but he's still alive, a small beacon of hope amidst our growing fear. Shaking, I pull out my phone from the pocket of my jeans, my fingers barely steady enough to dial my sister's number. It rings twice before a familiar voice answers.
"Hey, Paul, what's up?"
Piper's perpetually perky and positive attitude is usually a comforting presence, but it seems too perky against the backdrop of the night's events. "Hey, Piper." I try to steady my voice and fail. My nerves are raw, and exhaustion pulls at me.
"What's wrong? You sound..."
Piper's voice is steady, comforting. "It's Forrest." I swallow hard, the lump in my throat making it difficult to speak. "He's been taken to the hospital. It's bad."
"Oh, God."
There's a gasp on the other end of the line.
"What happened?"
"We're not sure. It's all a blur. Sarah and I are at the hospital. We're going to be here all night." My words tumble out in a rush, all my fears pouring into the phone line. "Can you..." Men aren't supposed to cry, but I swipe away an errant tear.
"Don't worry about Delia and Sebastian. I'll take care of them."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?